young eagles being free. A polar day which will not see a sunset till its summer's gone. Its sleepless summer of long light, the snow-clad offspring of the sun. And thus he was as pure and bright, and in his natural spirit gay with tears for naught but others' ills. And then they flowed like mountain rills, unless he could assuage the woe which he abhorred to view below. The other was as pure of mind, but formed to combat with his kind, strong in his frame and of a mood which gainst the world in war had stood, and perished in the foremost rank, with joy, but not in chains, to pine. His spirit withered with their clank, I saw it silently decline, and so perchance in sooth did mine. But yet I forced it on to cheer those relics of a home so dear. He was a hunter of the hills, had followed there the deer and wolf. To him this dungeon was a gulf, and fettered feet the worst of ills. Lake Liman lies by Chillon's walls. 1,000 feet in depth below its massy waters meet and flow. Thus much the fathom line was sent from Chillon's snow-white battlement, which round about the wave enthralls,